USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate could be in session straight through New Year's Day if there's no agreement on taking up legislation. The House passed Monday to increase the size of economic relief checks to $2,000. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell informed senators of plans for a live quorum call at 5 o'clock Eastern Time today, followed by a vote on preceding the effort to override President Trump's veto of the fiscal 2021 defense authorization bill. A top health official says more vaccines could be on the way in the first few months of 2021. Dr. Moncef Slaoui talking about the vaccine from Oxford and AstraZeneca.
We project, if everything goes well, that readouts and emergency use authorization may be granted somewhere early in April.
UK regulators have already approved it. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.